announcement by the Andrews government on late last week didn't actually put forward a specific bill. What it said is there's an intention to bring forward a bill in the second half of 2017. What's interesting about this is, having said we're going to introduce assisted dying legislation, the government has said before we do that, we're going to get an expert panel to actually think carefully about what that bill might look like. The legal issues, the clinical issues, the palliative care issues, the, health administration issues are looked at very, very carefully to make sure whatever bill is introduced actually takes account of and manages all the possible unforeseen issues that could arise.
It's been interesting to see how difficult it's been to have assisted dying bills really get a foothold in Australia. How does Australia rank compared to the rest of the world with this?
So Australia actually had the first assisted dying legislation in the world that was operative. And that was in the Northern Territory. That was in the mid-90s. Because the Northern Territory is a territory, the federal government was able to overrule that law. Mm. And it was in effect really for only a very short period. But since then, we've seen a range of jurisdictions around the world introduce assisted dying legislation. In Europe, there's places like Belgium and the Netherlands, which have had this experience for some decades. In the US, we have places like Oregon, Washington, Vermont, and California more recently. And even the more recent development, I guess, is in Canada. The middle of this year, federal legislation following a Supreme Court decision requiring it to be introduced actually came into effect there. So what we're seeing, I guess, is a range of jurisdictions increasingly thinking and seeing assisted dying as part of end-of-life care.
Is the trick out here that we are such a state-by-state country when it comes to making these laws?
Well, look, I think that's certainly a factor. I suspect what will probably happen and what we've, I guess, broadly seen in the United States is that one jurisdiction will implement assisted dying laws. Other states will look very closely at that and I suspect others would follow. So, for example, if Victoria was to ultimately enact assisting dying legislation, I would expect that other places, New South Wales included, would look very, very closely at that experience. And likely, I think, that once one state does it, others will consider it and learn from that experience and will follow.
It raises a very interesting legal issue for me that, let's say Victoria does enact an assisted dying bill and it becomes legal there, but not in other states, or other states take a while to catch up. Could we see people choosing to go to Victoria to end their life? Would that be legal?
Yeah, so that's something which was specifically contemplated by the parliamentary committee, which effectively their report is what the government is discussing, we're all discussing. So in June of this year, a parliamentary committee, after extensive research and consideration, produced a massive report looking at this issue, and the issue of residency was specifically considered. And their approach was that someone would only be able to access the regime in Victoria if they were ordinarily resident in Victoria and an Australian citizen or permanent resident. So there was issues of what's called, inverted commas, euthanasia tourism in that model which is proposed, which no doubt the Victorian government will be considering, wouldn't be an issue.
Interesting stuff. I mean, how likely do you think, as an expert in law reform on this particular matter, that it'll get through the Victorian Parliament?
Look, I think this, and we're waiting to see, of course, the final details of the bill, but if we take as the model that we're talking about, that which was recommended by the parliamentary committee, I think it stands a reasonable chance of getting through. Now, law reform is a tricky business generally, and this area is also very sensitive. You mentioned, I think, in the introduction that the South Australian bill in the last month, I think, was expected to pass, but ultimately fell short by one vote. So things can change, but I think that what makes this bill interesting is they've taken a very narrow approach. So there's broadly two types of assisted dying legislation that we see around the world. One is what's called physician-assisted suicide, physician-assisted dying, and that is where a doctor writes a prescription and the patient then can take that away and take that themselves. The other model is what's called a voluntary euthanasia model, and that's where the doctor themselves actually administers that medication leading to the person dying. The model that's proposed, which is unusual in Australia, we did a study of the various 50 bills and the different attempts to try and change the law in Australia. This is very unusual and it's gone quite narrow. It's taken a physician-assisted model. That is that the doctor would write a prescription, which the patient then takes themselves. The parliamentary committee did recommend a limited exception where someone couldn't take the drug themselves, and there the doctor could provide that that injection themselves. But overwhelmingly, this is a physician-assisted dying model, which is quite narrow and may well, for that reason, stand a better chance of passing. It's easy to build consensus around a narrow approach to law reform in this area.
And look, just to end off with, if this doesn't pass, will we see another bill? I mean, is assisted dying kind of just inevitable that we'll get to it eventually? Or do you think this could be the end of it?
Look, Nick, I think if this bill doesn't pass, the experience in Australia, I mentioned over two decades, there's been 50 bills in Australia dealing with various types of reform and various types of issues in the assisted dying area. If this bill does not pass, there will be bills that follow, whether it's in Victoria or not. For example, there's a live bill before the Tasmanian Parliament. There is discussions about a bill in New South Wales. So I suspect if this doesn't pass in Victoria, we will see an increasing number of bills. And ultimately, as you suggest, I think we are likely to see law reform in Australia in this area.
Ben, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Nick.